The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Well, I am now back in the office here in Edgecliff in wonderful Sydney, and my goodness me, doesn't Sydney seem like such a wonderful place when you spent the last week in Dubai? Man, it was pretty full on. I came home and literally crashed. I've never worked so hard in my entire life. And you guys get to hear and see all the content coming out from a great event that was put on by Trescon at the World Blockchain Summit in Dubai. Anyway, coming back into the office feels like a lovely warm hug, and I'm going to go through and run at the top 10 with you guys, walking you through it step by step. Having a look at Bitcoin, well, since I've been away, it's not really done anything. Like, literally, it's pretty much just stayed right, literally smack bang in that mid zone between the 6100 and the 6830 level. Just grinding away, doing very, very little indeed. There's been plenty of positive news, plenty of positive things happening in the space, which has been really, really good, no doubt. And it has just been holding its ground. Now, is that a good thing lining up for the ETF? Possibly, because it's not so volatile. Is it a good thing leading up with BACT coming out in the not too distant future? Could be, possibility, don't really know. Could it go lower? Absolutely. Could it go higher? Absolutely. The fact of the matter is, I just don't know. As it's not trending right now, it is literally in a sideways market, and that's the way it appears it will stay for the foreseeable future. But with that being said, there's more opportunities that are popping up across the board, and I want to walk you through exactly what it is that I've been looking at. First of all, Ethereum still sitting there sideways, some strong support sitting in there on Ethereum. I have been focusing more on support breaks at the moment because I've got three trading strategies: the crypto cradle, the Bitcoin breaker, and the Fibonacci booster. The boosters for fast moving markets, the cradles for trending markets, and the Bitcoin breakout is when the market does go a bit sideways. And we've been seeing that going sideways for a very long time, as I just mentioned. So with that being said, this sideways market is providing us with some opportunities to get trades on the Bitcoin breakout. So Ethereum is setting up there. It's got a very strong level of support. It's been there for the last 10 days. It's been very sideways, and therefore opportunities may present itself if we do get it down towards the bottom end of that support and it breaks. Again, Bitcoin Cash. Look, it has been moving lower. It's just been grinding very, very slowly. And again, it's down at the lower end of its range and sitting on a little bit of support. Not real lot going on there. EOS is probably one of the most quiet out of the lot. It has not really done a great deal at all since we saw the big spike, of course, which was, a couple of weeks back now. Seems like a distant memory for me. Cardano has also been just ever so slightly grinding. I mean, we've got about 8 red candles in a row. But I mean, the fact of the matter is, if we would have seen 8 red candles in a row in the past, we would have seen a 30% move. Well, we haven't. We've gone from about 77 cents to 73. So again, very little volatility going on right there on that particular market. Lumen also, in a very similar vein, very sideways, to be expected as the top 10 generally replicates what's been going on Bitcoin. Now, one of the markets that has had a break, has had a pullback, and there have been opportunities, has been on NEO against the dollar. Now, I've got to tell you, I haven't been able to take advantage of those opportunities because I've been either in the conference or in the air and or sleeping much. I've been sleeping a lot. Another opportunity potentially starting to show up there for a cradle there on the probably the 8-hour, my preference there. But we've been seeing, we saw a really nice support level break at 1655, and it has dropped since then. IOTA also in a very similar boat there, had a very strong support level around that 49 cent mark with lower highs coming into that. A lovely Bitcoin breakout type setup. Again, I wasn't there to take that, so I couldn't tell you if it was a perfect setup because it's very difficult with the breakout to tell exactly after the fact. It's more about getting the screenshot live and really, I can give feedback on that sort of thing. But IOTA, no thanks, not right now, but it's pulling back into that cradle zone ever so slowly. So I'm looking for things like boosters, looking for things like cradles, but having to be patient as the market is very, very sideways. Ripple, also the same. It's been just absolutely crawling like a crab, completely sideways, not doing anything at all, and very, very boring. And finally, we touch here on Litecoin, which did see a breakdown of support, and it has moved since then. But the support wasn't tradable in my eyes. It simply was just not quite good enough. Guys, one thing I've learned this year, and not just this year, but for a long time, is you get out what you put in. We've been working really hard, and it's we've had to work really smart. Like we've had so much to do, but with my fatigue, I've had to really sort of, I guess I've had to hold back on some things in a way because I just can't handle as much as I used to be able to. But that being said, you got to find what you can do and you got to do the best you possibly can. There's some stuff coming out that we will let you guys know of when it happens, but it's pretty amazing stuff. And the only reason we've got it is because we've just kept on grinding, kept on working, and there's been a long time where, you know, I've not done things. I've been just working really, really hard, and the sacrifices are now starting to turn into opportunities. And that's in the business side of things. And I've done that with the trading in the past as well. And the reason I tell you this is because with this market being so sideways, it can get a bit boring. It can get a bit frustrating. It doesn't mean there's not things to do. It doesn't mean you can't improve as a trader. It doesn't mean that there's not work to be done. For example, in the community, people are sending their trades in. Within that community subscription service, you actually get to send in your screenshots of trades and you can ask me questions, and either once a week or once a fortnight, depending on how many people send their trades in, I'll go through and review those trades. So I'll give you feedback. Now, these trades are based on the strategies that I employ, of course, because I can't really comment on trading strategies that I don't understand and use myself. You know, just because I don't know it, the strategy doesn't mean it's a bad strategy at all. There's more than one way to trade the markets, guys. I'll be the first one to tell you that. But it just means I can't give you feedback on something I don't have a recipe for. So yeah, there's something that you can be doing, especially if you've been taking your screenshots of your trades, because that's where you can go back through, delve into those trades and really see, have you been doing the right thing? Now, just because the market is sideways across the top 10 doesn't mean there hasn't been opportunities. And I look forward to going through my top 100 scans today. It's good to be back in Sydney. It's good to be back with you. Look forward to sharing a lot of the content that we've got across in Dubai. And also we've got some stuff out on Coincast TV the Friday gone. Didn't get to see that, but all good. I was on a flight back. I hope you're having a great day, and I hope that you keep putting the work in, because good things come to those who not wait, but work. Have a good day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.